So, as Katrina already said, we are working together with biologists. So we have the Faculty of Economics, which is based in Lisbon, who does mainly the economic part of the research, but we really want to focus on the multidisciplinary approach. So we work together at the University of Aveiro, which is, has a lot of marine biologists. And most of the research is done together with them. Some topics they will focus more on, such as they use, we are assessing the with ECOSIM, or ECOPATH, I don't know if some people worked already with it. We are looking at the Portuguese coast to see the trophic system. So we have 43 functional groups that we use to see with data from 1995. It's quite old already. And also, I think, 2008. They want to make a model to see the trophic relationships of Portuguese species living on the Portuguese coast. But now maybe more broad about the project. So our case study area is exactly between Peniche and Nazaré, because there are a lot of human activities that are related to ecosystem services. The most important are, of course, tourism and fishing and the fishing sector. And historically, the fishing sector was the most important, but we see that in the last 10 years, mainly because of the surf activities, that tourism has become, or we are just in the transition of tourism becoming the most important activity in this region. At the same time, there's also a high potential here for offshore wind and wave energy. Well, wave energy, I say, because there's a project going on within the case study area, which is assessing how if wave energy has a high potential here. But the market for offshore wind energy is more mature at the moment, and there could be this could be implemented in the next 10-20 years, probably. Of course, there's a lot of trade-offs, because this area is seen as one of the areas with most potential for offshore energy. But we have the marine protected area, so scenic quality of tourism also for people living here might already be a factor, which is might be problematic for implementing for putting here some wind farm. Then there's the fishing activity. Peniche is one of the three most important ports, harbors of Portugal for fishing, especially for the purslane fishery for sardine and chub mackerel. Now let me go maybe more specific about the ecosystem services we selected. We selected the ecosystem services based on stakeholder information, also on the documents with the strategies for the region, for the municipalities that are within the case study area. And then after, Margarida will tell a bit more about, because we are a big team, so we have different research groups, and Margarida and me are mainly involved in the mapping of the ecosystem services with inputs from stakeholders and also fishermen. We have about 100 interviewees, yes, with fishermen, where they go fishing, but Margarida will talk a bit more about that. So, because you went to Nazaré, maybe I will start just saying that we are valuing the wave of Nazaré, or doing an attempt to value the wave, which is not easy. How are we doing this? We are comparing Nazaré with another village in Portugal, which has the same climate, has a lot of same factors. So, for example, distance to Lisbon is very important for tourism. And we are using data from the National Institute of Statistics, which is immediately one of the limitations of the valuation, because they only have data on hotels. So, for example, a lot of tourism here is based on renting apartments, for which there is no data, or on campsites, no data. So we have to do it with the data we have, so we have like a lower limit of the value of the wave. And why are you know the name better, it's Santiago de Cacém. So it's the same distance from Lisbon, but it's south. And there are a lot of other factors, actually. Temperature, it's all very similar. Of course, we are not able to get exactly the same thing. And there's a lot of factors that might influence how many tourists come here. For example, Peniche is very close to Nazaré, and there's a surf championship here, and we see there's a lot of tourism that goes from one city to the other. But beforehand, we were actually comparing with two other beaches, which were Ericeira, which is closer to Lisbon. And we see that there might be a big effect of people that just go there one day to Ericeira. So, there are a lot of limitations on this kind of valuation. but it's the best we can do. I cannot give you an exact number already about how much does the whey value, but if we talk about since 2010, it says we are talking about several millions on revenues just based on these hotels that are in the data of the statistical.
I was just going to say that I handed out the policy brief to everyone.
Yes, I immediately want to say that this is based still on Ericeira and Sesimbra, two other villages. So methodology-wise, we have changed a bit to another village, which is more concrete, but the value will probably be higher even than what's written in that policy brief. Then about fisheries. On fisheries, we are doing a lot of research. First of all, the sardine fishery, which is the most important for the purslane fishery in Portugal, is the sardine species. And maybe you've already heard, but there's a lot of problems the last years with the recruitment of sardine. And nobody exactly knows what the problem is. So there's a quota, which is between Spain and Portugal, because the stock is the Iberian stock of sardine. And there is, at the moment, there is the management system for sardine, which was from 2012 till 2015, so ending this year, which was based on a rule which didn't take into account any economical information. So it's just based on the recruitment of the species and on the biomass. So it doesn't take into account the behavior of fishermen. What our team did with the economists is that we put also the behavior of fishermen based on the changes in price. If there's less harvest, the prices increase. And what we see is that there can be a higher, I don't know if I'm talking to biologists, because they will be more skeptical than economists if you talk about higher catches when there's already pressure on the system. But we see that even if you want to obtain an increase in biomass in the initial years, so if you think of the discount factor, then you will have a higher value for the first years, that there could be a little increase in the catches than what is allowed now with the quota. But on the other hand, even the ecological parameters and the model, there seems to be a problem because the recruitment is way below what was expected to happen. But now we are waiting, I think, for data from the surveys of October, November, and they are waiting to put new quota for next year because fishermen are complaining a lot. It's really in the news right now.
So are you talking about this in the context of the Peniche study area or in the context of Portugal as a whole?
Has to be done in the context of Portugal, of course. But then there can be policy advice on, yes, of course. We're doing on, I'm not sure if we actually include Spain, because of course it's a migrating species, so it goes from actually the Gulf of Biscay all the way to the south of Portugal. Then about energy, so there's a high potential here, this area has a high potential for renewable energy. What we are doing, a colleague of ours is seeing if there's a private investor and he wants to invest in the region to put an offshore wind energy farm, what would be the right year? One of the variables is the year of investment. So the year, this is something that has not been done, according to my colleague, is that the investor, the model choose when the investor wants to invest in the region. And we see that wave energy, the market is not mature enough. So it's also based on the market demand, the future market demand of energy. And comparing, of course, the prices that are to put this far. So what she's seeing is that, I can already say a bit of these results, that she's finding that nearshore wind energy has no potential. It's mainly offshore wind energy. And also wave energy at the moment, the market is not mature enough to do anything. So the project that is here is, of course, not yet competitive. It's a project to see if it's able to do it in this kind of climate. Maybe Margarida can just talk a bit about what we are doing and what we have done so far about mapping and the input of stakeholders.
Yeah, so beside all these empirical studies, we also came to the field and did some research. We were involved with stakeholders, just like the other project, but the difference is that we went to every single stakeholder that we wanted to talk about to try to collect the most precise information we could. So we thought that if we went to talk to these people, our survey was mainly, the main part was a mapping survey, so we had a big map where people, the stakeholders would draw where these ecosystem services exist in the study area. So by aggregating all this information, we have a very clear image of what is going on in the area. And this is very important for the rest of our study. Also, we have different stakeholders from different areas. So we have the municipalities, we have fishermen associations, we have people from the tourism sector, so businessmen and businesswomen. And we collected these different perspectives, and in order to see how this if we have like these different perspectives from the different sectors, it's to inform the policymakers when making a decision how these group of people will react to certain decisions. Besides this, we also went with the team from Aveiro. We went to do some service to fishermen there in the port of Peniche. We were able to collect 130 surveys in a few days, which was very good. And this survey is divided in three parts. So we have the mapping parts. So each fisherman indicates in a map also where they go fishing. And this information is also very good for us because the stakeholders in general, they don't have a very clear idea of where the fishermen go fishing. Only the fishermen know this. So it's a bit to validate the information that we had before and to verify if it's according to the rest of information. And then we have questions about the costs and the profits. And while we were doing the surveys, we understood that they don't always say the right information. So they always keep something to themselves that they don't share. But we have an idea of legally what's the profits and the costs of the fishermen and the differences across the arts, the vessels, different gears, exactly. And we also have a part of sociology. So what are the threats and the conflicts among fishermen and with fishermen and other sectors, and how fishermen value the ecosystem services, because we got the conclusion that most fishermen don't see, for example, tourism important for the region. They think that fishing is the only important service, all the rest is garbage. So it was also good to have this perspective from the fishermen, because it's usually voices that are not out there. So most of us don't know what the fishermen think about different aspects. And now we have this idea. We have this information.
I just want to add one thing about the data we get from fishing. So we ask them also to map where they go. And there's one way we can control, see a bit how accurate they do it. It's because of a lot of boats have a vessel monitoring system. So boats longer than 15 meters. So all the boats that are in the trawling fishery or in the purse fishery, almost all of them have this vessel monitoring system. And a colleague of ours is working with this data, see about the fishing effort in the area, and we can compare this, and I think the ones that I already checked are quite similar. Of course, the ones that we are most interested in is the small-scale fishery, because there's no other data, and that's the one we really need from those interviews. But if they are as accurate as the other ones, we are hopeful that this is. But they also know that they have a vessel monitoring system, so there's no incentive maybe to lie for them about where they go.